This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A Moroccan man accused of aiding the September 11th hijackers is being retried today in Hamburg, Germany. Munir El Matasadek is charged with being a member of a terrorist organization and an accessory to 3,000 counts of murder. In March, a German court threw out his 2003 conviction. The judge ruled that Matasadek had been denied access to crucial evidence gathered from al-Qaeda suspects in the United States. German prosecutors asked American officials to allow them to question the men, but the U.S. has refused. Kyle James reports from Berlin.
It's the second time Matasadek is going before a court to answer charges that he handled funds that supported the September 11th hijackers. Their charges, the 30-year-old former electrical engineering student denies, according to his lawyer, Josef Gressle-Münche.
My client says, and he said so all the way through, he did not know of the 9/11 plan and of the 9/11 attacks. So if he did not know anything, he could not play any part in the logistics.
The German court in his first trial didn't believe him, and he was sentenced to 15 years in prison. But an appeal court threw out Matasadek's conviction and ordered a new trial in March. That court said although he was far from being beyond suspicion, essential evidence had been withheld by the United States. Defense lawyers had argued key evidence provided by Ramzi bin al-Shib, a senior al-Qaeda leader in U.S. custody, would exonerate Matasadek. Paradoxically, it's now prosecutors who have been pressing the U.S. to release more information from bin al-Shib and another key al-Qaeda figure in custody, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the man thought to have helped plan the September 11th attacks. Prosecutors wanted German judges to see transcripts from interrogations or even allow the men in custody to be cross-examined by video link. Otherwise, they fear they won't get a conviction. But in a letter read out to the courtroom as the trial got underway today, the U.S. said it would not allow judges to directly question the al-Qaeda suspects, saying such interactive access could lead to critical secret information being divulged. Neither German nor American officials would comment for this story. But even if the U.S. had agreed to provide some access to the men, or ends up releasing more interrogation records, Matasadek's lawyer says it doesn't matter. He'll argue today that the case should be dropped.
So our strong position that this case cannot be properly conducted by a court. Why torture? Severe torture on a systematic basis.
Matasadek's lawyer alleges that any information extracted from the men in U.S. custody was likely done so under torture. He says he'll argue this in court using declassified Bush administration documents describing interrogation tactics and accounts by prisoners released from Guantanamo Bay. According to Christoph Guzzi, who teaches constitutional law at the University of Bielefeld, the torture allegations could pose a big problem for the prosecution.
In Germany, torture in all forms and manners is forbidden by the Constitution and by the law. So all testimonies, when there are indications of some forms of torture, are worthless for the prosecutors and the court.
Without additional and admissible information from the U.S., the best prosecutors can hope for is a lesser conviction for being a member of a terrorist organization, according to Rolf Tophoven of the Institute for Terrorism Research and Security Policy. He worries about the kind of message that could send.
It can't be that militant Islamists have an open space for living in Germany. And if Matasadek will be released a second time, it would harm in an extensive way fighting international Islamic terrorism.
It could also damage U.S.-German relations. Washington already expressed its irritation with Berlin when Matasadek won his appeal in March, calling him a dangerous guy. If Matasadek is found guilty of being a member of a terrorist group, he faces a sentence of 2.5 years in prison, much of which he has already served. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.